Would you like to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a regular, monthly, tax-deductible gift? We've made it easy for you to donate using automatic withdrawal. Simply fill out and mail the automatic billing authorization form under the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. No more writing monthly checks or making monthly PayPal contributions. Issuesetc.org. Click donate and fill out and mail the automatic withdrawal form. Thanks for your support.
Time to play Issues Etc., soundbite of the week. We've got four soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. We're going to play them for you, and then you get to pick which one is going to be the soundbite of the week by calling us and voting. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or you can email your vote to us right here in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org. You can pick You can vote for your pick for soundbite of the week for whatever reason you want to. You can agree with it, disagree with it. It can strike you as remarkable. Your reasons are your own. Just email us and vote, talkback at issuesetc.org. Or if you want to get top priority in voting because you're waiting on the line, just give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. The best vote this week, as usual, gets the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pen, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker, the LPR bundle package. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number one comes this week from Pastor Bill Swirla. When you don't keep the second commandment.
Christ has in your place that he has embodied you and the whole human race in our flesh. And he has done what we, in our sin and self-deception, cannot do and will not do. Secondly, that he brings to you in baptism, he brings you the fullness of that perfection as his gift to you, so that God does not look on the ways you misuse his name, but instead sees his name on you perfectly, as Christ has held it. And then thirdly, you, as you truly are in Christ, baptized into him, do keep his name on your lips and in your life, and you have an opportunity now in this life, albeit it's going to be always with the fingerprints of the old Adam and the cursings of the old Adam. You have nonetheless the opportunity to use this gift and to use it in blessing to others and in teaching others who God is and what he has done for them as well.
That is soundbite number one. Should it be the soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943 or talkback at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number two comes this week from Dr. John Warwick Montgomery. He's talking about George Tiller's murderer.
Well, it seems very strange that the person who did this presumably believes in the right to life. He wants to protect the unborn, and yet he's perfectly willing to kill Dr. Tiller. You would think that if he really holds to the right to life, if he feels that every single individual life is worthwhile, that he would not have been able to do this. And if the argument is statistical, you know, by getting rid of this particular abortionist, one is saving lots of other lives, this is obviously the moral fault of letting the end justify the means. You do not use an evil, unscriptural means in order to achieve a good end. If you do this, you are directly violating Holy Scripture. Scripture says, thou shalt not kill, in the sense of murder, and that's exactly what this individual did.
Soundbite number two, should it be the soundbite of the week this week? Call us and vote, 1-877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three. It's Pastor David J. Weber. I mentioned our series on Eastern Orthodoxy. Here he is talking about the affinity between Eastern Orthodoxy and American Charismatics.
There is actually, in my judgment, a pretty high level of affinity between this form of Old World Orthodoxy and the American Charismatic Movement. As far as the idea of what am I expecting to happen when I go to church? Am I expecting to go to hear God's word and to be killed and made alive by the law and the gospel? Or am I going to have a mystical experience? Am I going to be transported to what would feel like a higher level of spiritual reality? And both the Orthodox and the Charismatics are going to church essentially for the same reason. They just have chosen a different route to achieve that goal.
That's soundbite number three. Should it be the soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943 or email us, talkback@issuesetc.org. Get ready to vote because here's soundbite number four. Dr. David Wells, we were talking about the downfall of evangelicalism, and he made a comparison between evangelicals accommodating the culture and other Christians who have a history of accommodating the culture.
This is simply the old liberal mindset. The old classical liberals made their accommodations to high culture. Evangelicals are making it to popular culture. But the end result is going to be the same. And the end result is, in fact, what we see in the mainline denominations today, which are disintegrating. If people were really on the cutting edge instead of 20, 30 years behind, what they would be able to see is that the whole marketing enterprise is disintegrating before our eyes. But there is, however, today, a desire for the real thing, a desire for what you see at the time of the Reformation, and certainly what you have in the Apostle Paul in the New Testament.
All right, that's soundbite number four. It's time to vote for soundbite of the week. Will it be soundbite number one, Pastor Bill Swirlo, on when you don't keep the second commandment? 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number two, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery on George Tiller's murderer. 1-877-623-MYIE or talk back at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three, Pastor David J. Weber on Eastern Orthodoxy and Charismatics. 1-877-623-6943. Or soundbite number four, Dr. David Wells on evangelicals accommodating the culture.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. Isabel Shields, Frank Terenzio, Neville Merchin, Maynard Sir, Richard Reeder, Sue Ann Conrad, Gary Nielsen, David Smith, Deborah Tillish, and Robert Shockley. Thanks for your support.
Issues Etc. is listener-supported. That means we rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a tax-deductible gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for your support.
Now, only our listeners can cancel us. You're listening to Issues Etc.
What does Issues Etc. mean to you? Later this month, we'll celebrate the one-year anniversary of the return of Issues Etc., and we want to hear from you. Please leave your thoughts about this worldwide outreach on the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. Be sure to give us your first name and tell us where you're from. 618-223-8384. What does Issues Etc. mean to you? 618-223-8384.
Ah, the sounds of rich liturgy and historic Christian worship. What a way to spend a Sunday morning. At Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstadt, Illinois, you'll find authentic Christianity as you hear the preaching of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of your sins. Come. Join us Sunday mornings at 9 and Monday evenings at 7:30 and find out more about Trinity Lutheran Church, Millstadt, Illinois at trinitymillstadt.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's time to vote for Soundbite of the Week, the last 10 minutes of this hour, entirely devoted to your phone calls and your email voting for Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-6943. or talk back at issuesetc.org. First to Greer, South Carolina, where Doug is waiting on the line. Hi, Doug.
Hello, Todd. How are you doing today?
Very well.
My vote is for soundbite number 4.
And why?
The reason being, the thing that in his statement that really got me is where he was talking about people are looking for the real thing. I myself spent years in Baptist churches, charismatic churches, Calvary Chapel churches, and I always, and I hate to use the word felt because that's not the right word, but I don't know a better English word, but I always felt like something was missing. And I saw the Luther movie, the most recent Luther movie, and I got curious as to what happened after he passed away, and that's how I discovered the Lutheran Church, and more specifically the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And I found out, for me, that that is what was missing: orthodoxy, doctrine, correct teaching.
Wow. Doug.
And that's why I liked his soundbite.
Thank you very much, Doug. So Doug kind of lived what Dr. Wells was describing there. Thank you very much, and thanks for listening in South Carolina. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Your votes for soundbite of the week. Matt in Imperial, Nebraska says, I voted for Dr. Montgomery's soundbite, but Matt does not tell us why. It's a good example. Please email us with your vote and with your reason as well. And thanks for your vote and for listening in Imperial, Matt. 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. There's a vote from David in Kansas City. He says, my vote goes to soundbite number 1, Pastor Swirla on the Second Commandment. He declares for us the gift of God's name and thereby shows the vast scope of our misusing that name. Likewise, he shows us how our Lord, by his name, the same name, forgives all our sins. Our Lord's name gifts us with life from conception to the grave and therein sustains us. His name returns us to our baptism when he gathers us for the divine service. His name blesses the vocations into which he puts us in popular culture. In his name, Jesus kills us and makes us alive until he comes again in glory everlasting. Moved in his name, I think is what he said, we have the joy of praising, thanking, and praying to him alone. David in Kansas City, thank you very much. I'm going to put him over here in the prospects for the LPR bundle package. That was a soundbite in and of itself. Scott in Illinois is on the line. Scott, welcome.
Hi, Pastor. Since I'm currently putting together a blog post about the issues in both number 3 and 4, I had a very difficult choice. I'm going to vote for Pastor Weber on Eastern Orthodoxy and the Charismatic Movement. They're very closely related, but I'm voting for number 3 because I think it better defines the problem.
Well, thank you very much, Scott. Thanks for listening in Illinois. I mean, he's talking about the problem of essentially experientialism. Mysticism? What are you left with when you abandon the objective truths of the Christian faith? You're left with what's going on inside of you. And that's a mystical experience, whether you get it by high culture, low culture. So I think I see how he says the two are tied together. Thank you very much, Scott. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Matthew in Burr Ridge, Illinois. Here's a good example of why people play soundbite of the week. He says, you have 4 excellent soundbites, but my vote today is for soundbite number 3. That would be David J. Weber. On the similarities of the goal of Eastern Orthodox worship and charismatic worship, I choose this soundbite because it rests on a premise I'm not sure I accept, namely that the goal of Eastern Orthodox worship is to have a contemplative, mystical experience of Christ. I said that I'm not sure that I agree with the premise. To be sure, I'm not sure I disagree with the premise either. And because I found myself struggling for several minutes with this particular soundbite, it has earned my vote. Thank you very much, Matthew. This vote comes from Josh. He says, I vote for soundbite number 4, Dr. David Wells. Our culture sees right through slick marketing techniques. What people value is authenticity. They don't want fads, and they are put off by those who pretend to be something that they're not. I'm thinking of the middle-aged pastors wearing cool glasses and jeans, putting highlights in their hair. Yuck. Men with highlights shouldn't happen. Dr. David Wells nails this point. Therefore, the way to reach out to the lost is to be completely irrelevant by the standard of church consultants. To borrow the phrase, the best thing we can do is to dare to be Lutheran. Josh, thank you very much. Man, we've got some good comments here. This one comes from, let's see, I already did Matt. This one comes from Jake in St. Paul, Minnesota. My vote for Soundbite of the Week goes to Soundbite number 4, Dr. David Wells. It's not just evangelicals that have made their accommodations to the culture, but I know a lot of Lutherans. Well, that's sometimes what we mean when we say evangelicals, isn't it? I mean, Lutherans who've decided to be evangelical. I know a lot of Lutherans, writes Jake, that have accommodated the culture on a whole range of issues, particularly when it comes to the use of birth control and all the inconsistent views floating around regarding the sanctity of human life from beginning to end. Jake, thank you, and thanks for listening in Minnesota. Let's see, Dallas in St. Paul, Minnesota says, my vote for Soundbite of the Week goes to Dr. David Wells as well. Why? Because my husband voted for it, and I don't believe in a woman's right to suffrage, but perhaps that should be another show. Also, I thought it was a good clip. Thank you very much. I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly, Dallas. Good name. Mike in Rockford, Illinois says, I would like to vote for Soundbite number 2. I'm sorry, one, the way Pastor Swirla was able to articulate Christ's sacrifice for us, the way we are seen by God after baptism, and then how we should respond in our lives was pretty amazing. I've heard 20-minute sermons that did not have the content of that 58-second soundbite, writes Mike in Rockford, Illinois. Thanks for the vote. This vote comes from James in Evansville, Illinois. He says, my vote is for Pastor Swirla. That's soundbite number 1, by the way. Though not for that particular segment of the interview, right at the very end of the hour, he applied the cleansing of the temple text to our lives in a way he mentioned in the soundbite. I mentioned on my blog the next day, never before had I thought about cleansing of the temple and Christ's active obedience applied to us. I'll have to go back and listen to that. We might have missed a soundbite there. James, thank you very much. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, or talkback at issuesetc.org. Our Issues Etc. Book of the Month is the Lutheran Study Bible. You can find out all about this resource for Bible study, both in the congregation and your personal life as well. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House. You can pre-order the Lutheran Study Bible from them. 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June is the Lutheran Study Bible. Well, the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week is Soundbite number 4, Dr. David Wells on Evangelicals Accommodating the Culture.
This is simply the old liberal mindset. The old classical liberals made their accommodations to high culture. Evangelicals are making it to popular culture. But the end result is going to be the same. And the end result is, in fact, what we see in the mainline denominations today, which are disintegrating. If people were really on the cutting edge instead of 20, 30 years behind, what they would be able to see is that the whole marketing enterprise is disintegrating before our eyes. But there is, however, today, a desire for the real thing. A desire for what you see at the time of the Reformation, and certainly what you have in the Apostle Paul in the New Testament.
All right, that's the soundbite of the week this week. Soundbite number 4, Dr. David Wells on Evangelicals Accommodating the Culture. You can hear that whole interview, by the way, and the interviews from which we draw all of our soundbites under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Click on demand. This is a tough one this week. Usually someone stands out head and shoulders above everybody, but the comments and the votes were so good this week, it's hard to choose one. But I am going to choose just one recipient of the LPR bundle package, Doug, who called us early in the hour. If you give us a call back or email us, talkback at issuesetc.org, with your address and your shirt size, we will send out to you the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who played Soundbite of the Week.
By the way, speaking of that, I'm looking at Becky in Japan, if you're listening, Simon in Norway, and Elaine in Canada, your LPR bundle packages are coming the way.
They're actually sitting.
You have to fill out extra paperwork when it leaves the U.S.
They're sitting right by the door, ready to go in the mail. We promise they are actually getting there.
There, and some quick business. We talked about George Tiller saying was a rumor that he was kicked out. He was excommunicated, according to Uwe Simonetto. We talked about this during that first break. Kicked out of Holy Cross Lutheran Church, a Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod congregation. By kicked out, I meant excommunicated. And he joined Reformation Lutheran Church and ELCA congregation, which is the church he was shot at.
All right, thanks for the clarification. And thanks to Uwe for the tip there. When we come back, it's hour two of Issues Etc. Dr. Matthew Phillips will join us from Concordia University in Nebraska. The church remembers on this day a bishop, a missionary, and a martyr, St. Boniface from the 8th century. We'll do that here for the first 10 minutes of that second hour, and then we'll continue our conversation on the commandments. Today, the fourth commandment, as many count it, honor your father and your mother. Pastor Peter Bender will be our guest.
Did you get a memo about highlighting and hair? I didn't see that one.
Well, look, okay, the only highlighting and hair that it's approved of, there's only one dress code at LPR, and that's don't highlight your hair if you're a man. If you're a woman, go for it.
Well, now only, you tell me.
No, only natural highlighting, such as I have here, called gray, is
okay.
Permitted at LPR. When we come back, hour two of Issues, etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, etc. Issues, etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.